Time now approaching 8:30 from FM 95.7, KQWC, Webster City. Good Monday morning to you, and welcome to our Community Corner for this 8th day of September. Pat Powers with you again. Well, this coming week is a fall tradition in Webster City each September, a celebration of some scooters that we call doodlebugs. If you go through downtown Webster City, you see a giant doodlebug standing at the corner of Seneca and 2nd Street, Webster City, that was created just last year. Talk more about that in just a second, but we call upon a very good friend of mine, Gerald Huseman, from the Doodlebug Committee. Gerald, good morning to you, sir.
Morning, Pat.
And we're also being joined today with Matt Smith from Nebraska. Matt, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
And also being joined with Kevin Rosen, and you're based out of Riverside, California, just outside LA.
Correct.
And we're glad to
good
have
morning.
You. Yeah, we're glad to have you here. So, Gerald, here we go again. Another big Doodlebug show coming up this week.
Yep. I always look forward to the Doodlebug reunion. I've been involved since 2011, and I have no desire to quit.
Just keep on going and going and going, just like an Energizer bunny.
There you go.
All right, there. Well, Gerald, let's talk about how this all started in the first place. This is a big reunion. We talked about it many, many, many times, but those who may be new, what's it all about?
Well, the reunion was started by Vern Radcliffe and Bill Moore. Bill Moore is from Mason City. Our local Vern Radcliffe, as most people know, passed just a week or week and a half ago. And the two guys got together and had a common interest in doodlebugs, and they decided to start a club. And I think 86 was the first year. And so we're on our 39th year this year.
And then next year will be a very big celebration indeed.
Yes.
Number 40.
Number 40. We're planning to make it a big one.
Mm-hmm. What can we expect coming up this week, Gerald, for the doodlebug activities?
Well, tomorrow is setup day. No official opening, but Wednesday is our first day. And we'll have some trail rides on the Boone River Trail. We have some dinners together. Wednesday night, we'll be going to Pickles for a meal, but we'll have our rides. We're going to tour the Elks building on Wednesday as well. Let's see. Then Thursday is we'll be parking our doodlebugs on Main Street, and everybody will go wherever they want to enjoy a meal on Main Street. And Friday, we will be – Friday's going to be a big day. Friday, we're going to be doing our normal – tour the depot in the morning, but with Vern Radcliffe's funeral being on Friday, we'll be attending his funeral, riding our doodlebugs to the funeral. Mm-hmm. And we've been asked to lead the funeral car to the cemetery with our doodlebugs.
And they'll be parked around the lawns over by Bowman Funeral Home, Webster City, because
correct.
You were telling me, you could not park on the street for those doodlebugs, right?
No, I don't know that we can or can't, but we'll park off to the side so we don't take up any car parking.
Sure. That's coming up on Friday. And then all the activities will resume after the funeral. I'm guessing, 1, 2 o'clock there, Gerald, the activities?
Yeah. After the funeral, we'll be doing our normal activities, rides and the like.
Mm-hmm. But it will be closed for a period of time on Friday, or will it be staying open during the memorial service? Or?
It just depends on if we have somebody to keep the building open, or if everybody wants to attend the funeral, we'll just have to close the door for a couple hours.
Okay, that's very understandable. So, again, our condolences to Vern's family. Of course, I know a lot of them, but should be quite the service and time to remember Vern Radcliffe, who helped get this program off the ground nearly 40 years ago. All right. Well, let's talk next with Matt Smith, who's all the way from Nebraska, from Omaha country, Husker country. And Matt, you've been involved with the Doodlebug program for a number of years, right?
Correct. I came to my first reunion in 1990. It was the first year they had it at the fairgrounds. My dad had a doodlebug when he was a kid, and I'm lucky to still have that. We learned about it through Pioneer Village in Minden, Nebraska. And I think my dad came 87 or 88.
Mm-hmm. And that is located in central Nebraska, that
correct.
Pioneer Village. And that's been around for a good long time, right there off I-80.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
I have, my kids have never missed a reunion. I got an 18-year-old daughter and a 16-year-old son. It was three generations for a long time, but my father passed a couple of years ago. So.
Mm-hmm. And the program has grown ever since. I just had that keen interest. And here you are. You're what? You're about, what, 30?
I'm 45 years
45, old. 45 yeah, years 45 of age. Years and
old. I have six doodle bugs now. So.
Wow. How'd you get those?
Just luck, I guess. Mm-hmm. Bought a couple here and a couple there. And Craigslist was my friend.
Okay.
10 years ago, and I ran an ad, and they just kind of came out of the woodwork. So
fascinating. So, again, you have six doodle bugs, and they all made right here in Webster City way back when, nearly 80 years ago.
Yes, sir.
And they still run excellent?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Do you putt around those bad boys during some time there in Nebraska?
Yeah, we ride them around. We're not supposed to, but we ride them up and down the block and exercise them a little bit. So.
There you go. That's just outside Omaha. And you've been here since 1990, you say?
Yes, sir.
Wow, that's incredible. Well, I bet you're excited about this coming weekend, too.
I am. Mm-hmm. I look forward to it every year. It's bug week. So.
Fantastic. Well, let's next talk with Kevin Rosen, who's based out of Riverside, California, just outside the Los Angeles area. So, Kevin, what made you interested in doodlebugs?
Well, I have an 80-year-old father that had a doodlebug when he was a kid. And he took it to a local go-kart track, ran out of gas, left it there, and it got stolen. And fast forward 10 years ago, he bought another doodlebug, and we came across the Doodlebug Club, and it brought us here. And the first time that I came here, I was like, what am I coming to Iowa for? And then when I got here, I realized what it was and been coming ever since. It's a three-day drive for me to get here, and I can't wait to get here every year. It's fantastic.
It sure is. You like the camaraderie, too, with all the
people,
little...
the town folk, the people that attend, just everything about it. It's fantastic. Look mm-hmm. forward to it every year.
Uh-huh. And are you also, what else are you impressed about Webster City?
Just the beauty. It's pretty. It's clean. The architecture. People are friendly. The yes, please, thank you. Just wonderful people.
Yeah. Probably a whole different story than from you or in Southern California.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I was reading somewhere that the population has been falling in California as of late.
Really yeah,
to different parts of the country.
Because, tremendous amount.
Because of some economic concerns, I believe, in California and so forth.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, we're glad to have you here. So, Karen, let's get back to you for just a moment. Talk about this sculpture that was finally dedicated last year by Mo Siemens, and she has done a marvelous, marvelous job.
Yeah, Mo Siemens was... the person that brought it all together. She had people helping her build it, and it didn't seem to be coming around. It was ever going to happen, but all of a sudden we saw the raw works, and we're very pleased in what it is and where it's located.
Mm-hmm. Right there in front of City Hall.
Yep.
And we got something big coming up next year. It's 40th, but what are the big plans? Have we discussed that at this time there, Gerald, for what we look forward to in 2026?
Well, no, I don't have anything I can... We have one thing that we've worked on for a while, and I think it's going to happen. We go down to Pickles and Camera on Friday evening for a meal,
mm-hmm.
and everybody enjoys it. And a lot of us have... a lot of people have said, wouldn't it be fun if we could ride our doodlebugs to Camera? Well, it's been a challenge. It isn't the challenge to drive there. It's just being on a county road. And I've talked to our new sheriff, Alex, and mm-hmm. And he said he worked with us, and we'll make it happen next year. So we're going to planning on going down to Camera on Friday noon for a meal, driving our doodlebugs to Camera.
This coming Friday, right?
No, that'd be next year.
Next year. Okay,
yeah,
next
2026.
Year. Yeah. Okay, next year you'll be coming to do that, traveling from Webster City to Camrar for doodlebugs. And you're having tours around Webster City, rides around town?
Fortunately, the city and the city police will allow our doodlebuggers to travel around town as long as we ride in groups and behave ourselves, right? You know, use the street rules and traffic signs. And so far, it still works. We've not had anybody do anything silly that would cause the police to turn that off. And I think most of us doodlebuggers are responsible to know that we just don't do that.
Yeah, that's right. You're trusted in there. No fooling around. Just know what you're doing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And in some years, you've had these doodle bugs appear at the Webster City High School homecoming events.
Yes, that I'm glad you brought that up. I don't know if I can have any influence at all, but I am going to talk to the athletic department at the school and see if it's any way possible with the scheduling of our doodlebug reunion and homecoming that we could possibly do that again next year.
For next year. Now, it won't happen this year because a homecoming in Webster City is scheduled for the following week. That will be on September 19th, and we should be getting some information soon about who will be the homecoming queen and king there. So that'll be nice. We'll see what next year brings.
Right.
Homecoming. Mm-hmm. Have we covered everything, the bases here, there, gentlemen? Or
I think so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, by the way, there's a book. We got to talk about that for just a moment.
Oh, yes. One of our members, longtime members, Jerry Wells, has been writing a book, and this year he got it published. And so, in fact, I understand he's going to be highlighted in the Freeman Journal today about mm-hmm. his book.
Mm-hmm. It has all the history that people need to know about the doodlebug made many moons ago, back in the mid-1940s.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So you can get a copy of that. Where can they buy that? Have you heard their...
No, I honestly don't know. I imagine you get hold of Jerry, he could arrange it. But I understand they're in bookstores. So.
Okay, in bookstores. How about Amazon? Can they order off of Amazon?
I don't know.
Okay. All right. But I'm sure... Just contact Jerry Wells in Webster City. You can talk to him about getting that book about the history of the doodlebugs in Webster City. All right. Anything else with the good of the cause here, gentlemen?
We'd just like to ask the public if they'd like to come out and see what a bunch of doodlebugs look like and see the good time we have out there. They're welcome to come out and see the doodlebugs at the Ed Prince Building in the fairgrounds.
And the hours are from when to when?
They're basically probably 8 to 5, I'm guessing.
Yeah, and there's usually somebody there in the evening as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that goes on until Saturday. But there may be a possibility Friday that the fairgrounds will be closed to allow some of you or all of you to attend the memorial service for Vern Ratcliffe.
Yeah, it's possible the building could be locked during that time, yes.
Mm-hmm. So keep that in mind on Friday the 12th of September for that. So very good. So come and see the doodlebugs this weekend at the Hamilton County Fairgrounds. Well, Gerald Huseman and Matt and Kevin, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. You appreciate that. The time now, 8:42 from KQWC.